Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
This is John Fuller along with Danny Huerta, and today we're going to continue our conversation about fatherlessness. You know, sometimes when you're dealing with your kids or with a foster kid or somebody at church or school, it can be really hard to see that inside they want to connect. Everything on the outside is like, leave me alone. I don't even want to bother with you. But making the effort to be there, to proactively pursue them, can make a huge difference. Now, here's Jim Daly talking with Scott McNaughton about a difference that Scott made in one young man's life.
Scott, you have a story of one boy in particular.
Yes.
That really touched you, and I'm sure you touched his life. What happened?
Well, the very first boy in our ministry, we call him Field Buddies, and I was the mentor father. I had the privilege of mentoring Mason. He was 9.5 years old. At that point in his life, he had never met his earthly father, and we began this journey together, again, the trust issue was there. I mean, he was all on surface-level things, but he would never go deep with us. Mm-hmm. But by the middle to the end of our first year together, we started talking about, and our first year's curriculum is on the Lord's Prayer. So they memorized the Lord's Prayer, which begins, "Our Father, who art in heaven." And we began to unpack what that really means from a spiritual standpoint, from our Heavenly Father never leaving nor forsaking us. And we actually asked the question at the end of our first year about what would you do if you saw your earthly father, or would you forgive your earthly father? And I have his actual journal. It says in big fifth grade block letters, "I will never, ever forgive my earthly father." And it was that next week that he received his very first letter from his father, who was in jail. And he started that an initial contact with his dad. He got to meet his dad when he was 10 years old. But it's a story of great disappointment on his part as well, because his dad got out of jail, promised him the world, delivered nothing. And so it became another scar wound on his life. But God used it over the next, I've now 10 and a half years with this young man, had the privilege of seeing him commit his life to the Lord. I got to baptize him in our church, and to see what God was doing just through intentional but natural things. Things I love to do, I got to do with Mason and take him along.
How's Mason today?
He is 20 years old. He is making his way in life. The way I know that God has impacted him is that he calls me, and he still wants to stay connected. He is asking for advice, and you know, I think he's still trying to maneuver spiritually where he's going to end up.
So he's normal.
He's normal, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good achievement.
Yeah, and the fact that he called me last week, our favorite thing to do was turkey hunting together. He called me while I was turkey hunting, knowing I was there, and he said, "I really missed it." He was very emotional about the times we had together.
I'm sure for him, and this is the point of the whole ministry, isn't it, demonstrate the love of our Heavenly Father to these boys who have no earthly father to hang on to. Man, that's powerful. And I'm sure many boys have been transformed by what your mentor fathers are doing. Let me speak to the men who are listening to us. I hope you've heard the heart of these men and their message. Children growing up today need the power and influence of a godly man in their lives. The research is clear. The presence of a father figure contributes to almost every measure of success in a child's life. And that starts with your own family. Pay attention to the boys and girls that God has given to you, given to your care. Engage with them, encourage them, introduce them to the love of Jesus, the most important thing you can do. And then consider how you can be a role model or a mentor father to a boy without a dad in his life. If your church doesn't have a program like Fathers in the Field, look for opportunities to encourage or do something fun with a fatherless boy in your sphere of influence. It's that simple. That's what coaches and Christian men did for me. And you'll never know how much your kindness and attention can change the trajectory of one boy's life.
You never know the impact that you're going to have. And as Jim said, it is significant for so many kids. Encouragement is such a vital ingredient for growth. Danny, not everybody can be super intentional, but how can we all be watching for signs in a boy or a young man that, you know what, I need connection. I just don't know how to say it or how to ask for it.
I think you can see it in the way they approach other men. You can see them wanting to maybe have conversation, or they stand around. And I think really in reality, almost all boys that I know of and young men want a connection with a man. And they want to know that they're okay, that they're going to measure up. And all of us carry the opportunity, the real privilege of being able to build with our words into other young men and boys. I don't think we need to wait for signs. We can just freely give encouragement to boys, whether they're fatherless or not. The ripple effect that our words and actions have are huge. Now, what you can look for in the more dangerous type of things is maybe drug use, alcohol use. Sometimes there's an emptiness that a kid is trying to fill, a boy, a young man, or a boy that's trying to fill that void that he's missing from his dad by numbing it all out. Or what you may notice is a young man joins a gang, and that's a common thing. When I first started in counseling, I wanted to work with gangs because I knew that the factor that was missing was that connectedness with a true positive influence from a father. Mm. And I knew that in this district, this particular school district, that was very common. And I started as an advocate, as a mentor for young boys, and loved doing that, taking them out to play basketball, spending time with them, teaching them about life and different things about life, aspects about life, about finances, about how to be a man, how do you treat a young woman. And the affirmation as they were doing things right lit them up. I could see them very excited that they were that they were okay. And they would receive similar affirmation from some of the peers and gangs, but in a very destructive way.
Yeah.
In the long-term picture for them. As a man of influence in their lives, I was able to look down the road and say, where are you headed with this road? Here's another option that you could have. Here are the strengths I see in you. Here are the things, wonderful things I see in you that you could use for good or you could use for bad. But it's all up to you. And I believe in you, and I believe you can make a difference in this world. And I'm gonna cheer you on as you do it. And that was a lot of fun for me. It blessed me, probably hopefully as much as it blessed these young men. So we have that opportunity around us everywhere.
I have no doubt that 10, 15, 20 years from now, you're going to be involved in the lives of some of those kids that you worked with. Mm-hmm. I think God's going to bring them back to you just to say, thanks. And to affirm for all those around you, the investment you made. Well, listen, we hope that you've been inspired by these past couple of episodes and that you'll get in touch if you'd like to find out more about plugging in and making a difference in the life of a fatherless child, especially a boy. Our phone number and a link to our website and other resources, all of that are in the show notes. And as always, when you make a donation of any amount to support Focus on the Family, we'll send you our featured resource, and that right now is Jim Daly's book, The Good Dad. So donate, and we'll send that book out to you. And on behalf of Danny and the entire team, I'm John Fuller. Thanks for listening. Join us next time for a conversation about avoiding the fear of looking like a bad parent. That's next time on the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.